This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. Today we begin Siman Kuf Nun Beis in Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim, Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Siman Kuf Nun Beis. Shaloi Listar Shum Beis HaKnesses. Not to tear down a shul. This comes from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavav, but primarily from the Gemara Bava Basra. Ain soisrin beis haknesses k'day livnois beis haknesses acher. We don't take down one shul to build another shul. Shema yara lohem oines. Because maybe an extenuating circumstance will come up. Shul yivnu ha'acher. And you won't get around to building the new one. Ela boinim ha'acher t'chil v'achagach soisrin ha'yashan. First you build the new one, then you destroy the old one. Question is, how do you build a new shul in a place where the old shul is standing? You know, let's say you don't have two pieces of real estate, you only have one piece of real estate. So then, what do you do exactly? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Beis HaKnesses, Vodin Beis HaMedrash, Uvein Shal Yachad Oy Shal Rabim. Whether it's of an individual or a rabbim. You know, it's interesting to me, we've seen this already the second time, there's a concept of Beis HaMedrash Shal Yachad. Beis HaMedrash Shal Yachad. Where it sounds like if you have a room in your house that's designated for learning, it has a status of a base medrash. So you say, what's a nafgamina? A lot of nafgaminas. Should you bring your phone into it? Should you, you know, does it have kedusha? Anyway, it seems like it does. It does. Lamaisa, we've seen that it does. If you have an area designated for limud Torah, it has a status of base medrash diyachid. Kedei livnois, to build. It goes without saying, if you don't have in mind to build another one, that you're not to tear down the first one, even to tear it down to build another one, in that place, even if you plan on building it in that place, you're not to tear it down. Meaning, you want to use the very stones of the first Beis HaMedrash to build the second one. Even if you want to make it much nicer. And what if I want to upgrade? I want to tear down a Beis Knesses to make a Beis Medrash. Even though the Kedusha is greater, for the reason the Mechaber mentions. What if you're renting? Same thing. You're not allowed to terminate lease one before you seal the deal on lease number two, because maybe once you may not get around to lease number two. Same thing if the shul is rented out. And his das was to rent out in another place. Also, lasalikis atzim makam arishin, you now to remove yourself from place one. Ad she yisgru tchilu makam acher. Oines. What about if the money is? So you say, of course, it's very likely you're going to make a building fund, and then people are going to donate. They're going to say, I pledge X, Y, and Z, and they won't get around to giving it. So you say, what? There are people who pledge money and don't give it? My friends, if I would have time, I could write a book about that topic, okay? People who pledge for things and don't give it. And it would be a good sefer. It would be good. I wouldn't have to be promoting it on the share. You know, it just came out. You could get, no. I wouldn't have to get, you know, schoolice, anyone who gets it. It would go by itself, okay? But even without that.
You get sponsorships for the sefer.
Yeah, I would get a lot. No, I would get pledges for the sefer, you know. So.
Just forget about the Yiddish version.
Okay. Oynes vafilim kvar hamois gavuyim letzarech kalabinyan umenachem biyad hagabai. Even if the money was already collected, and it's in the hands of the gabbai, even if the stones and the beams and all the needs of the binyan are all prepared, afilu hachi asar. Nevertheless, it's asar. Why? Dilma misrami luhu pidyan shvuyin. Viyavilu. Ah! You might have to redeem captive. You might have to redeem hostages. You might have to redeem captives. So you're going to need the money. In other words, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? The money was pledged. The money was collected. It's in the fund. So what are you worried about? We're worried about a mitzvah rabba may come along. We might have to redeem captives. Shaloi yivnu ha'achar. We're afraid if you tear down shul one, you can't build the other one. Again, I'm still not sure. What are you supposed to do if you only have one piece of real estate? Because the Mishnah Berurah said, b'mekoymai. By the way, the Shaar Tzion says the source of this Gemara is the Gemara, the story of Hordas, where Bava ben Buta, right? The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Shaar Tzion, the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, brings a story where Hordas asked Bava ben Buta, what should he do? He killed out the Chachamim, and he was advised to refurbish the Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, are you allowed to tear down one before the other one is built? And the Gemara says, right, Melech Shani, right? Because a king is different, because a king, but there are no extenuating circumstances. But that implies under regular conditions, we're afraid for extenuating circumstances. So, we're afraid. Dimel nisrami luhu pinyan shvuyim. Shelo yivnu ha'achar. So that you don't. We're afraid you won't build the new one. V'nimtzu oimdim b'li beis haknesses. We're afraid you're going to be without a shul. V'afilu ikal luhu duchto l'su beis hamakom nami asar. Even if in the interim they have a place to daven. What if there's already another big shul in the city that everyone could go to daven in the interim? Hataz mater, v'amagin avram oisir b'chol gavna, v'ayim b'ber halacha. What's the machloikis? The machsas hashekel says the machloikis between the taz, who says that if there's another big shul, it's mutter, and the Magen Avraham, who says it's aser, the Dershu brings, that the Taz holds like the Ran, that the Hochshash is, you might be Nisrashel after you tear down the old one, and you will not hasten to build a new one, and in the meantime, you'll be without Beis HaKnesses. And even though you have, in the meantime, a Beis HaKnesses Arai, but you won't have, we're afraid you won't get around to building a basic Knesset Kavua. But if you already have a basic Knesset Kavua, it's mutter. Because even if you're Nisrashel, in the meantime you have a basic Knesset Kavua, and we're not worried you'll never get around to it, the Magen Avraham holds, even if you do have one, we're afraid you'll never get around to it. Okay, weiter. So what do? First you build the old one, and then you build the new one. Boy nemachar, tchila haynu shegoymer ma'isa kula. You complete it. Va'av shalei spalu adayin ba, even if you didn't daven in it yet, mutter listar ha'ishan, you could tear down the old one. Why do you need to daven in it? Ay hazman olav milsa. It's not a matter of kedusha. The question is it going to happen? So it happened. D'su lek lemechash dum asram luhu shum dvar mitzvah v'yizavnu basicness. Why are we worried that, well, even if you built the new one, but if you didn't daven in it yet, you might sell it. No, now we're not worried. Once you have the shul, you're not going to sell it. Kila kaman b'simen knag sifyud gimel. And then you tear down the old one. Kasa magen avram b'shem ha'masas bin yamin. Da'afilu haya basic neses shel krachim. Even if it's a basic neses of a big walled city, demavar lekaman b'simen knag sif zayin. Da'an she'er en yuchayim l'machar b'shem gavna. If you have a very big shul of a walled city that can never be sold because it was built for the whole world, it's an international shul, maybe there'll be one guy in overseas who will not endorse selling the shul. Hacha shari. in this case, after you built the new shul, you're allowed to tear down the old shul. Aye, maybe there'll be a guy in Timbuktu who doesn't want you to. Once a new shul is built, we're not concerned that somebody will voice their opinion to say, no, you know, I don't let you tear down the old one. Hopefully we could look into the inyan of what are you supposed to do if you need to tear down a shul in order to build it in Bimakaimai. Because the Shaar HaTzion, Sifkat and Gimel, says the source of that it's Asr to build Bimakaimai comes from the Rambam, and the source is from the story of Hordas and Rami Bar Abba in Megillah Chavvav. Now, by the way, in the case of Hordas, there, he did destroy the second Beis HaMikdash to build it up again in the same place. So how is that permitted? In other words, in the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara says, Hordas says to Bava Ben Buta, Dalad Aman Aleph, Amar Le Anohu, I'm Hordas. I have a Yadana Dezar Rabbanon, Kolehai Lo, I have a Katon Elohu. Hordas killed out all the Rabbanon. Hashta Maita Kantehu Gavra. Hordas says to Bava Ben Buta, what should I do? Amar Le, Bava Ben Buta says, Hu Kava Oiroi Shalaylam, Dechsev Kiner Mitzvotara, Yelech V'Yazba Oir Shalaylam, Dechsev V'Naharu Aylov Kolim. He gave him advice to build the Beis HaMikdash. Frakti Gemara. So he says, in the meantime, tear it down and build it. Avad Hachi. The Gemara. Where is that part of Loy Lister Inish basic? Oh, this is on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, Ubava ben Buta, Hechi Azvi Le Eitzel Hurdus, the Mister Beis HaMikdash, Vamar of Chizda, Loy Lister Inish Be Knishta, Adabani Be Knishta Achvita. Says the Gemara, Ibaisema Tiyua Chazabe, there was a crack. Ibaisema Machusashani Deloy Hajabe. Because Yamar Malchusa Karana Ture Akar Ture V'Loi Hadarbe. Basically, it doesn't apply by the base. It doesn't apply to a king, or they saw a crack in it. In other words, let's say you have a shul, and it's in bad shape. So then you would be allowed to tear it down in that place and build it up in that very place. But it sounds like, let's say you have a shul, it's a functional shul, and you want to make it nicer. Sounds like you're not allowed to tear it down to build it up in that place. So what are people supposed to do? Good question. I guess you have to build in a different place. Okay, we'll look into that further.
Recording stopped.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what sports are. Okay, you ready? You ready for this? Check this out.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.